Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Curtis, before we get to Hill Notes, it appears that baseball Brett has taken umbrage with something that you said this morning. Perhaps during your lead, we got to leads at around 6:45 this morning, as we nearly always do. Hello, baseball Brett.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
What's up?
I'm listening and I'm trying to parse through all of the dialogue and a couple things that Curtis said. And I always agree with Curtis, especially on like the economic reform and the Red Sox spending. But a couple things that just jumped out off the page to me this morning.
So, good morning, Brett.
good morning, Curtis. How are you?
Wonderful.
Curtis, you continue to talk about, as your like poster child for this, like, pain in the clubhouse is who is your poster child?
Who's
Manny Ramirez, right?
Yes.
Okay. In 2003, the Red Sox put him on irrevocable waivers. Anyone in the league could have had him. For free, no payment, no prospect, no trade. Claimed him, and it just assumed his contract. That's it. Like, the Red Sox were so fed up with him, they just wanted to give him away. And nobody wanted him.
Nobody wanted him. Wow.
No, like, nobody.
I didn't know that one.
So you keep
but that's the difference.
You keep talking about, like, oh, you know, he was such a bad person in the clubhouse, but talent prevailed. No, they wanted to give him away. They had all those other guys in the clubhouse, and they literally just wanted to give them away for free.
Well, I would say in 2003, that was prior to Francona and Theo working together. The front office was in its infancy. I think Theo had just taken over, if I'm not mistaken. That was the year of the closer by committee. And in 2006 and in 2007, as well as a series in the against the Yankees in 2004 that Millar talked about, he was a far bigger issue in terms of distraction, even considering that team. And the difference to me, and I might be wrong, but the difference to me then and now is that John Henry's attention is diverted, and you are not fixated on the success of one baseball team when you have money in other areas and other teams all over the world. And so instead of dealing with this in the spring or whenever, they said, holy cow, we can get out from under this $300 million contract, which I never wanted to sign in the first place, and use this guy's attitude as a means to assuage the fans' concerns, and win-win. We don't have to spend the money, and we get rid of the headache. I don't think it had anything to do with winning now, no matter what they say.
Mm. Damn, they wanted to give him away. He was sixth in the MVP voting that year. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and the thing about Manny is that Manny was a DH, right? He allowed them to put him in left field so that David Ortiz could be the DH. So, in essence, Manny Ramirez was the best DH ever. He would have been just a single DH, but he played left field so that David had a spot to play.
And if we want to credit 03, Brett, and go back to what they did, they also thought Jeremy Giambi was a better player than David Ortiz.
Hey, I'm not going to go back and go through every single move in 2003.
But the same people you're talking about thought Jeremy Giambi started the season at first base. David Ortiz had to win that job from Jeremy Giambi.
Brett, real
quick. He did, and now, yes.
Real quick, because I got to get the Hill Notes. You feel like this is the move they had to make?
I do, yeah. And I actually like the return better than most people. I like some of the guys they got back better than some.
Okay, thank you, Baseball Brett. Thanks, there, Brett. He is.
There he is. Yeah. Little insight. Yeah. Uh-huh. I did not know that.
Right. Let's How many times are you going to say, I did not know that?
Well, I didn't know that. I didn't know that because Manny was one of my favorite players. No, they said, basically.
Was a huge talker back
I didn't know that they were like, yeah, whoever wants them can have them for nothing.
Let's get the Hill Notes, which are brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
The big day for Greg to get the tooth out. After you get it out, it's always good to have salt water swirled around your mouth once every hour or so. So you go down to Ocean Prime, you get yourself a nice cold seafood tower, swirl stuff around, stir it around your mouth, and then to work with your withdrawal from dip for the day, you spit it right into your dip cup. All problems solved. Good luck, Greg.
How long do I have to go without solid food once they yank that thing today at 1 o'clock?
You could be today.
Really?
Yes. Okay. It just, everybody's different. Yeah. It's your pain tolerance. It's how deep it is, how impacted.
How long do I have to go without skull pouches?
Maybe the rest of your life.
Really?
And it would be good for your health.
Yeah, I'm no idea.
It's going to be tough. Tough.
This situation stinks to high heaven. How do you trade Rafael Devers in June?
Well, we will ask Craig Breslow about that very thing coming up shortly. You certainly could have waited, I guess, until the trade deadline and maybe got more for him. I guess that would be the argument.
Mm-hmm.
Although if there was no fixing the situation, if they had reached a point of impasse and there was no finding alignment, then you might as well cut the gangrene limb off as soon as possible.
And you don't want to wait till the trade deadline, because what if he's really doing well and your team's 7-8 games above 500 and you're a legitimate contender?
We hate that.
You know, now that's even like you really can't do it. Now you got to wait till after the season.
Hey, Curtis, got a question for you. You keep saying about Devers, if he was only had an $8 million contract, with the attitude, would they keep him? My question to you is, if he did not have the attitude in spring training and he went right to DH without complaining, and then when Castis got hurt, he went right to first base without any problems, no attitude, would the Red Sox still have Devers at this time? Yes, they would.
Yeah, so that's somebody who's putting it on Rafael Devers, mostly.
What we're discussing is the people who made the decision to trade him prioritized clearing the contract over improving the team. And if he was making $8 million, they wouldn't have been horned up to get him out of here and get the Giants to assume the full deal. But what you said was true.
Anyone else listen to that press conference reminded of the liar from John Lovitz? Money? Huh? Who's talking about that? Yeah? No, the young guys. They were being influenced. Yeah, that's the ticket. We weren't aligned. Yeah, the alignment was off. That's it. Yeah.
This is a great case study in the American public being lectured and swallowing it up. Ooh, I love this PR.
Hey, Greg. Last year, I had 3 impacted wisdom teeth pulled out. Didn't get put under, just had the Novocaine. Wasn't bad, about 15, maybe 30 seconds of pressure. Come to think of it, the dentist did put her knee in my chest. Good luck, buddy.
See, that's the part that I don't want to endure, is they get in there and just yank the thing right out. I mean,
do you have a Xanax? That might help.
Yeah, I need that. Courtney was recommending that earlier, which is often her recommendation for anybody who's dealing with anything, is take some kind of a medication.
Well, it helps me.
She gave one to James at the road show.
No.
I don't give out.
I don't deal.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I generally don't do those kind of things. Piper. Just give it a whirl, see if I can make it through with human strength.
It's not like they're made of adamantium, skimbumbadump. Hey, Shime, nobody that played sports or had girlfriends in high school knows what the hell that is. You freaking dork.
I would like to point out the first person who knew exactly what I was talking about was a man who played literally professional football.
Right. And have a girlfriend.
Yep. Longtime wife.
Yep.
Had a love forever.
And that was Wolverine.
Yeah, that's correct.
Adamantium.
Well done.
Roman Anthony, Roman Anthony.
Yes. Huh? First Major League Baseball home run.
All right.
Roman Anthony.
He's got to keep
night.
It going, yes. though. Got to yeah. keep it going.
Yeah.
You know?
Someone's going to have to step up.
Yeah, you got to keep it going.
Curtis, stop blaming Sam Kennedy and the Red Sox for making you a fool. You do that all by yourself.
Oh. Hey, Greg. You know, this little beef between Poppy and Devers kind of reminds me of the time when Marconi reached out to you early in your radio career and you ignored his advice. Not good.
Yeah, I mean, man. I think it's interesting that he would not get back to David Ortiz.
How do you not get like, back to that goat?
Like, how do you not respond?
You got to respond to Ortiz. When he calls or he texts, you pick up the phone and you say, hey, Big Poppy, what can I do better? You know, what? Give me some advice. I mean, and when Big Poppy's saying it, and we've all met Big Poppy. We know this guy. He don't cap. He keeps it up. He keeps it a buck.
Well, Curtis is suggesting that he is saying this just because he's on the team payroll.
Yeah, we tweeted that out. That
you did?
Yes.
No. Just to be honest, I mean, David Ortiz also said he never took steroids. So
wow, now Ortiz did right.
You don't think he did?
All right, listen, he's never got caught for anything.
Yes,
so.
He did. He was on the test in 03.
Wasn't he just on, like, the list?
It was like the poppy seeds when you test positive right. for what is it, meth?
Oh, man.
That's what Big Poppy did.
I don't
did.
Listen. Wow.
I mean, so do you think that's cap? He did not reach out to Rafael Devers to offer his help and his counsel?
I just think it's unseemly to play a role in the Bob Holler-led smear campaign that the Red Sox are in the infancy of doing about Devers. Oh. That's just my point of view. I like to just give an opinion based on how we would feel Monday if the Red Sox didn't make this trade and somebody called in and said, let's trade Devers for a bunch of guys you never heard of. Everybody would laugh and hang up. But now all of a sudden the Red Sox did it. We say, oh, brilliant. Curtis, you're an idiot. Great move. Awesome. Big, great decision.
Morning, Greg. I tend to agree with you. In the short term, the Devers loss will suck, but I think it'll be better in the long term. But I'm excited to see this weekend when he pulls a Lawyer Malloy and beats the Red Sox ass.
He's probably going to be motivated for that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I would assume.
And then San Fran on Frisco, they're like, yeah, you know, we'll see what he wants to do.
It seems like their director of baseball operations says that Rafi is willing to play first base there, willing to play third base there, willing to do whatever they want him to do.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
He
said, we are a players first organization. So whatever it is he'd like to do.
It seems like they've spoken and Devers is okay with playing first base there.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he just play first base here?
No.
Because
I bet if they probably would have handled it the right way,
correct.
Maybe he does, but we know now. We thought that Belichick or Brady were like the petty king. Devers is now the king of petty.
Wait a minute. Did analytics
stat nerd Breslow just say it's not about the game played on paper? It's about the game played on the field? What are the pitch counts again?
He did say that. He did say that one.
Yep, that's your guy's guy.
New Kurtzberry unlocked. Red Sox were waiting to bring up Roman Anthony until them and the Giants agreed on the trade with Devers. That's why they didn't bring up Roman Anthony in the beginning of the season.
Not a bad one. Also, after that weekend series, you're halfway through your home gate already, so you only have 41 left to sell, like the Bruins waiting to trade Marchand.
Good morning. Morning show. Greg, Coco, Wiggy, Curtis, and the Meow Man. We now know Shime plays a kitty cat to go along with his safe word of bongos. Have a great day.
That was just out of nowhere, the meow.
I mean, to be fair, I'm just out here doing my job. The meow was called for, so I gave
it. Do you ever give it a roar?
I'm more of a meow.
Gross.
Okay.
Hey, Sam. You traded our best hitter when Midas had a $20 coupon for alignment. You could have done that instead of ruining our offense.
Yeah, you never want to drive without an alignment. Whole car shakes.
Where did the alignment thing come from? Is that like a consultant or something who says the best word to use is alignment 70 times?
Yep, your fearless leaders stick on a word.
Gen Zers want sexy time in the office. Who do they think they are? Teachers?
Oh my God.
Excellent.
That'll do it today, Greg.
Okay.
Go out with a bang.
Great job. Those are today's Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
And here, before we get to Craig Breslow, here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Sox shut out the Mariners out west 2-0, the final from Seattle. Roman Anthony had his first big league home run, and Lucas Giolito went 6 innings, giving up 0 runs on 3 hits while striking out 10. Another one with the Mariners tonight, 9:40 first pitch, with Walker Buehler getting the start. Lou Maloney joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 8:40 for the MassMutual pregame show. We heard from Craig Breslow and Sam Kennedy about the trade of Rafael Devers last night. We'll talk to Craig Breslow coming up next. Game 5 of the NBA Finals saw the Thunder go up 1 on the Pacers in OKC, 120-109 the final. That score brought to you by the Mass State Lottery. Let's make it the best night ever. Grab your friends, pick your numbers, and celebrate the night with Keno and the Mass State Lottery. Must be 18 years or older to play. Jalen Williams had a 40-piece in the win. Tonight it's win or go home for the Oilers, Game 6 against the Panthers. Puck drop at 8 in Florida. And quickly, the PGA Tour has a new CEO. Brian Rolapp gets the title after 2 decades at the NFL, helping reshape how fans experience live sports as the CEO of NFL Network. And that's going to be brought to you by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Explore up to 581 miles on a single tank in Subaru's most fuel-efficient Forester ever, the brand-new 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. We have Breslow coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.